Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
And a good Monday afternoon.
Baby, baby, won't you give me a good sign?
Hello.
Come on, come on.
My God, where do we start? I came up to Sam today. I said, there's so much news. We can't do it all right at 2 o'clock. So we're going to, if you don't hear it, it doesn't mean we don't think it's important. We'll get to all of it today.
We're buried under a stack of news.
I will start with this one because it warmed my heart over the weekend.
Oh.
Congratulations to Buck O'Neill.
Finally. Finally.
Getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame, and you could always make the argument, and people did, he wasn't a Hall of Fame player, but what he did after baseball.
Yes.
And the things he did during baseball, the first African-American professional scout, I believe it was for the Chicago Cubs, if I'm not mistaken. All of these things that he did for baseball that made him Hall of Fame material, and I couldn't think of a man more deserving than Buck O'Neill. It was nice to see him get in over the weekend.
And I reminded myself, because it's easy to want to go negative and be bitter that it took this long and be angry that he didn't get in when he was alive to see it,
yeah.
But that is the last emotion he ever knew was bitterness and anger. It just wasn't him. Even when they passed him up, you remember, Scott, the first go around, he was so happy for the other guys that got in.
I remember.
And it was genuine.
Yep.
He genuinely was so happy for them. And so while it's easy for those of us who have been in town a long time to say, well, it should have happened sooner, I stopped myself over the weekend and just thought, you know what? I'm going to have gratitude that he is in and he is so deserving. And he would want us just to be grateful, and he would want all of the accolades and advertisements and all of those things to go toward the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum to keep that museum going. He would say, this isn't about me. Go to the museum.
So congrats to Buck O'Neill over the weekend. And yes, and they had a little watch party.
Yeah,
at the museum over the weekend, as it was announced, to have a seat in that room, it must have been so cool. We will get to Chris Cuomo, the passing of the legendary Bob Dole over the weekend at the age of 98.
If you're driving around wondering why flags are at half staff, that was ordered, and honorably and deservedly so, for the late Kansas's own famous son, Bob Dole.
But you had something happen to you today.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to get to.
It actually didn't happen to me.
Okay.
It's what didn't happen
to me. And I'm not glad that this didn't happen to you, but I'm glad you went through the experience, because I had a similar experience, not the exact same, but similar experience last week, and I almost brought it up as a topic, but now that you didn't do it as well, Go ahead with your story.
I just want to ask this question of all of our listeners. It is so important that we all get this booster shot.
And it is.
And I agree with that. So, .. If it is that important during a public health crisis that we get this booster shot, why the hell is everyone making it so damned difficult to get the booster shot? You tell your story first, because I walked in dropping words in the newsroom I can't drop on the radio.
Okay.
You had a similar issue.
I did get my booster shot on Friday morning at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right. So I am boostered, or whatever the word is for it. However, it was after something else last week. I had to go to CVS to pick something up,
sure,
a prescription or something. And while I was there in the pharmacy area I'm not a drive-through guy. I can't do it. I get cranky and there's the wait's too long. So I went into the CVS near my house and I said, here to pick up a prescription for Scott Parks, blah, blah, blah. Sure, Ms. Parks, hang on just a second. And I said, hey, while I'm here. And I had thought ahead and I had brought in my little vaccination card. And I said, while I'm here, and I pull out my vaccination card, I said, my last vaccine was in late May. I'm due for a booster. Can I go ahead and get that done now? And the guy looks at me. Dare I say he wasn't horribly pleasant. And he says, you need an appointment for that. And I looked over, and our CVS is retrofitted.
You got that little pharmacy box area.
They've built this little room with a nice little glass door that's frosted over so you can't see in.
Love for someone to tell me today what goes on in that room, but go ahead.
Well, not a vaccine that day, because I said, oh, I need an appointment. And he goes, yeah, you have to go to CVS.com, blah, blah, blah. Fill out all this stuff and get an appointment. And I looked over, and there's where the seating area is where people wait for their vaccines or their boosters. And I looked over there, and I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck
or anything. And there's no one there.
And I looked over, and I looked back at him, and I go, doesn't look like there's anybody waiting right now. And he goes, you're going to need to make an appointment. And I said, well, if there was an appointment right now, there's nobody here to take it. Can I have that one? And he just looks at me and goes, you're going to need to make an appointment.
Followed by...
Right. Yeah. Because they type feverishly. Right. And I'm just thinking, and I remember walking out without a booster.
Why?
And my prescription.
Are they making this so hard?
And I'm thinking to myself, I am literally coming in to be part of the solution.
Yep.
I'm handing you my arm to stick a needle into it. Why are you making me go home just
Hold
so
please.
I can come? Sir.
Yeah. No.
Just wondering.
No.
No. But I was going to ask if there's any chance that I could.
I call my primary care because I got to go in there anyway for the scam that is the medicine check every 3 months. Can I get a booster while I'm there? No, we don't do that. I go online to every CVS in America. There is no available appointment, or the appointments that are available are for Moderna. And for a couple of reasons, I don't want Moderna. I'm a Pfizer gal. I didn't have a single side effect with Pfizer.
You're Pfizer through and through.
I ain't crossing over to some other company. So then I go to Topeka to see my parents this morning, and I'm thinking, you know what? I just have a feeling in Topeka, this will be easier. So I check Lawrence. I check Bonner Springs, Scott. I'm checking all up and down I-70, Tonganoxie, Leavenworth. I don't know if long time. I'm literally pulling towns I've never visited in 20 years.
Perry LeCompton, here
Perry,
I come.
Perry, what do you got, Perry? I'm on my way. And I cannot get into a damn one of these clinics. Finally, my mom texts me and says, hey, North Topeka Dillons. And I go, I'm on my way, baby. Come on, North Topeka. I love my Dillons. I said, we're going to meet for lunch. I'm going to get my booster, and then I'll be back to work by 2 o'clock. Long story short, walk into my North Topeka Dillons. Talking to you, North Topeka Dillons. And that magical room in that little pharmacy box is right there to the left.
Frosted glass.
Nobody's in the room. Mm. I walk up. I say, I need a Pfizer. Can you get me the Pfizer? Yes, you are in luck. Going to be about a 30-minute wait.
No problem.
I will wait here with a smile on my face, America.
Yeah, baby.
1 hour, 10 minutes later, I am still sitting there.
1 hour later.
ma'am, excuse me. Yes, you said 30 minutes. You know.
Hang on just a minute, ma'am.
I am patient. I gave you my card. Just stick it in. Just stick it in and leave me alone. I'm going to be late for work.
All right.
So I wait until like at the 1 hour, 2 minute mark, Scott. You know, I'm doing the math. Okay, if I get in the car now and I hit the highway now, I'll be pulling into the station at like 1:48.
Scott will understand though, because I got boosted.
I'm getting boosted. And here's the deal. There was one elderly woman seated in front of me. I was not about to hop in line in front of an elderly woman, although the thought crossed my mind. I'm like, you're retired. You ain't got nothing going on here, Doris. I gotta get to work. Hour 9, hour 10, 1 hour, 11 minutes strikes. And that's Scott, crazy. You know me. That's I'm like, crazy. Even so, if I get stuck in traffic, I'm going to miss the top of the show. I go back up to the pharmacist and I said, I need my card. They took my card.
Yeah.
I said, I am now late for work. I have just lost an hour of my life that I will never get back. And now I need my unboosted vaccination card back, please. And they handed it to me and I said, good day. And I left and I was very pleasant. And then I got outside and I said a string of words that I cannot repeat on the radio that I repeated to you when I first walked in the door.
Yep.
And I will ask you again, if this is so important, why are we making this so difficult?
I don't know.
It might not be the stores or their process to set up the appointment. It might simply be a lack of people qualified to give the shot.
She was in the room alone, Sam. She was in the room alone.
Give the shot.
What, are you eating lunch? I get it. Everyone is tired, but this should take 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Hand me the needle. I'll do it.
But if the one, you know, nurse lady that was there wasn't qualified, she couldn't give you the shot.
But she was, because I saw somebody else go back there. And oh, okay. I didn't want to say, are you here for the booster or do you have, you know, gonorrhea? I wasn't going to ask, but I think they were all there for the booster. Everyone seemed to be over the age of about 70.
Everybody is getting
the
boot. You're not going there for your
blood
measles.
Med check. No. Here's my question. Is it possible, and I've already asked the general manager here today, who's going to think I'm crazy, why can we not just do mini vaccine clinics where we all work?
Building to building.
If you added up the amount of time, Scott, the amount of wasted time in everyone's office, everyone listening right now, think about how many people you work with, and let's say they all spend a combined 1 hour looking up appointments, trying to find appointments, driving to appointments, and then another hour waiting. That is 2 hours of wasted time per employee times however many employees you have. Bring me a doctor.
576-7798. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Just stick it in. Just stick it in and leave me alone. I'm going to be late for work.
All right.
Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Welcome back. Nice job, Sam. Story here from CNN. Man, the Michigan fugitive parent story
just got weird
over the weekend.
Is there a dumber person on the planet than the guy who claims he didn't really know what was going on with them, but I let them into my warehouse?
A 65-year-old man has publicly identified himself as the person law enforcement says helped the fugitive parents of the alleged Michigan school shooter into the building where they were later arrested. James and Jennifer Crumbly are each charged, as you guys know from our Friday discussion, with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Police launched a manhunt after the parents failed to appear at their arraignment on Friday, later arresting them at a Detroit building after a sighting by a member of the public. And the way that went down, Dana, was somebody called 911 seeing a woman standing next to a car that looked like the car the police were looking
for. Yeah, and then she ran.
Right.
And that always looks suspicious.
So they haven't announced whether, and the guy's name is pretty difficult to pronounce. He's from Poland. It's Andrzej Sikora. he is the one who let the Crumbleys into his workplace in Detroit. It's a warehouse slash office.
Yeah.
And that's where they were found overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. And then I watched with great interest their arraignment live on television on Saturday with their attorneys vehemently arguing that they were not running.
No, they weren't running. They were going to turn themselves in.
They were planning to turn themselves in. The $4,000 they withdrew was so that they could post their own bond and all this other stuff, even though they're held on $500,000 bond each. But it's this guy who runs the warehouse slash office, who likely is going to face charges himself, who made the argument over the weekend, I had no idea that they were fugitives of the law. And then he went on to say, I barely know them. I know them, but I barely know them.
Why would you let someone you barely know into your workspace?
I don't know, because he knew exactly what he was doing.
Are you living under the largest rock in the history of the United States that you don't know who these ding-dongs are? And let's cut to the real drama, please. The fact that they have now both hired their own private attorneys, despite their assertion when their murderous son was arraigned that they could not afford an attorney and they needed to have one appointed for him.
Yeah. The cowardice of these parents
that ran and left him,
that abandoned their son. And I
not
have no
that
sympathy.
I care. I have no sympathy for him whatsoever.
I have no sympathy either.
But they abandoned him. And then as fugitives of the law, once caught, hired their own private attorneys where he gets the overworked, underpaid public defender. They all deserve a warm room in hell. I hope we never hear their names again. I really do. I think they are guilty. He is definitely guilty. Good riddance to all three of them.
And then you've got the Polish immigrant warehouse owner who says he didn't really know the couple that well. And I certainly didn't know they were fugitives of the law. Do you not have a working television, my friend?
Yeah.
Do you not ever communicate with anybody? It was probably only the biggest story going around Detroit.
Does the
all
person
day.
Who called in that tip get the $10,000?
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Good.
Of course they would probably get it. Anyway, though Sikora knew the Crumbleys were using the workplace, he, quote, did not really know what was going on. And didn't know the couple had active warrants when they were discovered by law enforcement and subsequently arrested. His attorney says that his client, quote, got roped into it, but declined to say why he allowed the couple to stay in the workspace or provide additional details.
Probably because they were going to pay him $4,000.
On Sikora's relationship with the Crumbleys, other than to say he knew them, but not well.
When was the last time fugitives from the law called you up that you don't know very well, said, hey, can I hang out in your office? And you were like, come on in.
I don't want to know why. I don't need to know. I have seen your pictures on TV, but I'm going to tell everybody I haven't. But just come on in. Make yourself at home. I know it's weird. It's middle of the night on a Friday.
Which, by the way, did you see the beginning of that Michigan game? I almost can't even talk about it. My God, Scott.
The Michigan Iowa game, the Big Ten championship over the weekend.
If you missed the coin toss, the family of one of the slain high school students, the kiddo who had just gone to a college visit or had a college visit planned to Toledo to play football, the family of Tate's were invited to center field at the beginning of that game. And there was a public announcement, you know, please stand.
Right.
And recognize the family. I guess the Michigan football players you said were Tate's number.
They wore the number 42, which is his number, and four hearts underneath his 42 for all four of the students who were killed last week. But they wore his football number, which is 42 at Oxford High School. They wore the number 42 on the back of their helmets. Michigan, who wore the number 42, also scored 42 points in the game.
I just got chills when you said that. Scored 42 points.
Exactly.
But I have to say what I think a lot of people were thinking, and we might address this when we come back. I didn't know whether to cry, hug, or cringe, Scott, that that family was out there. Was it too soon? I know they were trying to do this beautiful thing, but I saw
they would have had to have agreed to it.
But I saw that mother standing there, and I thought she looks so lost. And they're in the middle of this stadium full of 70,000 screaming football fans. It was a beautiful thing that they did. I just wonder if it was too soon.
576-7798. 576-7798. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
All right, story here from WGAL TV. From emails to private messages to friends on social media, we send all sorts of messages from our computers. Now, debt collectors can send a reminder in that private social media inbox. This is the result of a new rule from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Quoting here from CEO of Central Florida's Better Business Bureau, Holly Sammons, if you're trying to avoid a debt collector, you know not to check the mailbox. You know not to check your voicemail. And so oftentimes social media is your last escape, if you will. The new law allows debt collectors to reach out to you on social media platforms if you have an unpaid debt.
No.
The message will... The message will not be placed where anyone else can see it.
Oh, I'll tell you where you can place it.
Okay. The debt collector has to be transparent in the message, telling you who they are and the purpose of the message. You can also opt out of getting more messages that way. The rule also clarifies that a collector must either speak to the borrower in person or by telephone or wait at least 14 days after sending a letter or an email, including a social media message, before reporting a defaulted debt.
I have so many questions about this, and I'm already in a mood. I don't even know where to begin. How are they going to know that you, Scott Parks, that owe this debt? Is the Scott Parks pictured with Kelly, you know, with a sunset behind you on Facebook? Because when I go to look you up sometimes to tag you, 47,000 Scott Parks pull up in front of me. Are you going to have to now, when you secure a debt?
Who's
speaking
calling?
Of, it's a debt collector. Are you trying to be on Facebook, jerk? Are you now going to have to
you're on fire today.
Opt in your private social media accounts when you secure a debt?
Why not just make a new account after you opt in with that account?
Yeah, you could immediately delete that account as soon as you get the
loan. Well, but that's my question. How are they going to track you down? And I don't deny that they will. But if you don't automatically provide them the information, if you don't give them the key to that lock, how are they going to track you down on social?
It is fraught with potential problems.
And on Twitter, I'm not Dana Wright on Twitter. I'm Radio Dana on Twitter. How are they going to know that?
And how many people do you know use their middle name as their last name on social media as a form of anonymity?
You don't use your legal name.
No, not on any of those platforms.
You don't even use your legal name on the air.
So I guess I'm more leery about how they're going to get this information in the first place.
And if your name is John Smith, do you just get constant messages?
Well, that's where I'm heading with this. And Scott Parks is a great example. There are so many of you. Are they just going to...
But there's only one of me.
DM bomb every Scott Parks in the greater Kansas City area?
Yeah, I mean, as if all of the unwanted auto warranty and student loan forgiveness calls aren't enough, now I'm going to start getting DM'd by people who say Scott Parks somewhere else owes
correct.
Them. Hey, man, you got the wrong Scott Parks, bro.
We would love to hear from you this hour if you are a debt collector, and what have you been told about how this process is going to work? Because people are going to be ticked off by this. And I'll tell you this, over the weekend, I'm starting to use Instagram a little bit more. Welcome to 2005. And I had my girlfriend go in and show me how to shut off all direct messages. I don't want any of them.
Oh.
I went in there and I had like 246 messages, mostly from listeners. And it's not that I don't want to hear from people on that platform.
It's overwhelming.
It's one more thing that I have to do. And so it's easier just to shut it off and say, this account does not accept DMs. You can't look up like George Clooney on Twitter and direct message George Clooney.
Sure.
You can't look up most public figures.
Well, anybody
period.
Can set that setting on any of their social media accounts.
Well, that gets me right back to Sam. Why wouldn't everyone just automatically shut off your DMs?
Because then I can't get DMs from you or from Sam.
But right. What would you rather have, a DM for me or not get random DMs from a debt collector?
It depends, because the only debt I currently owe is on my car and on my house.
Yeah.
Okay? If I start getting a bunch of DMs for some debt that some Scott Parks in Fort Worth, Texas owes, I'm going to be shutting it off.
Or... are you filing a claim of harassment? I don't want to be harassed.
You can also set it up so that you don't get any messages from people who you don't follow or you're not direct friends with. And that would be an easy loophole, because then you would have to add that collector as a friend before they could actually message you.
I just feel like I don't
understand. What are the odds of that?
What? Bob from the call center over in Independence?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't add a bunch of random people on Facebook,
what's he want today?
Safe.
How you doing, Bob?
Here's a great question. What about people like my husband who has no social media accounts?
They're going to have to call you the old-fashioned way.
If I go in to secure some sort of a loan, okay, or to sign up for gas or electricity, which is where a lot of people end up with debt that they don't pay. If I go to Evergy and I'm trying to get my new house some electricity, and they say, Scott, that's great. You put your cell phone here and your email address, but we need Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Well, I don't do Twitter, and I don't do Mr. Parks, we know everybody does. If I don't give them to you.
Now, it's not going to be a requirement that they reach out to you via social media. This is just one more outlet.
It's an option.
I mean, the go-to is still going to be the cell phone and the snail mail. And then if they get you there.
If you are taking out a loan, they're going to have your cell phone and they're going to have your address.
Yes. Everybody has a phone who gets a loan.
I'm telling you, we are going to start seeing this on credit applications. What are your handles on social? I guarantee you.
None your business.
You can reach me at none of your business.
That's what I would put down.
Make a entirely new account. Give them that account and never post a single thing on that account.
Why should I have to do that? Because the system is broken and people are reaching out to me that I don't want reaching out to
me. Are you trying to hide from your debt?
Why should I give you electricity then?
If you are Scott Parks, I guarantee you, you are going to start getting...
I have no doubt.
Phishing DMs. Phishing DMs. Because they're not going to know which Scott is Scott.
Mm-hmm. And so they're just going to blanket all of us. That way they can say...
And so Sam is telling me, now I have to do something else to prevent them from harassing me when I've done nothing wrong.
And with your phone or with your address, it's hard to make the argument, well, I didn't see that I had a missed call or a voicemail, or I didn't know that I got mail in the mailbox. Because let's be honest, everybody looks at their phone 1,000 times a day, and most people do check their mailbox. Some people have Facebook accounts and go on there once every 2 or 3 months. But what they need, let's be honest about what this is all about. What are you doing? Are you playing Words with Friends over there or something?
My daughter's listening and she said, I just got my booster shot. She works in a hospital.
Okay. Let's be honest about what this is really all about. This is sending you to collections. That's what this is all about.
Sure it is. They're making a case.
They need that 2-week window where they can say, well, we reached out to Dana Wright and she never got back, so we're putting you in collections. And then let them go after you because they're paying them to harass the living hell out of
you. I want to hear from the debt collectors. If you work in a call center and, you know, we've had people call that are, Scott, extremely nice, hardworking people, and this is their chosen profession. We have that one guy called, been doing this like 12 years.
But why? You could go anywhere right now in America. You can go anywhere and get a job. Nobody grows up and says, you know, it was between commercial airline pilot and debt collector.
I want to ruin people's day.
Well, do you know today when I drove through on my way back from Topeka, who's hiring?
Who?
KTAG, the Turnpike Authority, $16 an hour.
Yeah.
It's at every one of those booths where I fly through my KTAG. All those booths say now hiring, I think it said $15.70 per hour.
You're thinking of KTA, the Kansas Turnpike Authority.
The KTA.
Yeah.
All hiring, 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 hiring.
It's a pretty good gig,
It's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
And you're right. I don't know what you make as a debt collector, but you could do worse than $16 an hour working for the Turnpike Authority.
I don't do rejection well to begin with, and I can't imagine being somebody whose only job is to call people just so that other person can tell you to go F yourself.
Yeah, all day.
All day, every day. How was your day, honey? Well, I only got told to go F myself 413 times today, sweetheart.
Which is only slightly less than we hear on a daily basis.
Right. 576-7798. Would love to hear from those of you who are in debt collecting. Do you like it?
Do you want to be reaching out to people on Facebook? Because that's where this is headed.
This is all about that 2-week window that they have to put it in so that they can turn you over to collections.
And how often do you get this response?
Have a great Friday, you mother...
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
Somebody on the text line said, good luck getting a debt collector to call. They're too busy being told to go to hell right now. Okay. From 4009, my husband worked for a credit card company where he would call about their past due accounts, try to collect. He was really good at his job and made great bonuses, but that was over 10 years ago. Okay. Somebody else writes in about you just have to have thick skin, be aggressive, and just remember you're getting paid and you're feeding yourself, possibly others. Okay. 576-7798, and from 7836, my mom worked for a collection agency while I was growing up. She liked it. Learned a lot about law, too. I worked at Citi for a while. This is the same person. I worked at Citi for a while, CITI, in the collections department and made $27,000 as a 19-year-old, all holidays paid,
wow,
vacation, etc. Granted, this was in 2003. It was great. But I got tired of it and started to become bitter.
Well, I think you would.
576-7798. Let's go to Andy in Olathe. Andy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. I worked in debt collections for a couple of years. I got to tell you, I kind of liked it. One, because the script is easy. And, you know, you don't have to be aggressive either. You're calling up to collect on something that they are obligated to pay.
Yeah.
And you keep calm and explain it to them in a reasonable fashion with respect. And oftentimes the calls are not as bad as you would think. When the calls do get bad, personally, I think it gets funny. Because you know that old expression, I'm calmer than you are, dude? It's always more fun being the person who's calmer than you are. You can make good money. You know, if you don't have a great resume and you're young, you come out of college, you can make $30,000-$40,000, maybe more if you're decent. And there are some people that were making, you know, $90,000 a year, depending on bonuses. After a while, you get a good book, you prove yourself. There's worse ways to make a living.
Okay, so Andy, I gotta know, do you make more money based on the number of debts you successfully collect?
Oh yeah, I mean, that's like 70% of the income is being able to collect the debt.
Got it.
Bonuses against it, and then getting a rev share based on that. Bonuses. Now, the one problem, though, is that you got to be real careful, because there's a serious piece of legislation almost as important as HIPAA, but it's for debt. It's called FDCPA, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And if you screw up or violate something like that, there are lawyers waiting for you to say the wrong thing on the phone, and a lot of people who are in serious debt will consult lawyers and use inappropriate debt collection strategies as a form of extinguishing their debt in a settlement, or at least sometimes it's even worse, getting a fee.
Right. So you can't, like, threaten somebody on the phone.
No, and you can only call them a lot of people think you can call people all the time, but truth be told, you can only call people a certain amount of times over a certain period of time. So.
Huh. How many times in 2 years do you think you were told to go burn in hell?
Couple times a week. Not every
times a week. You're so chipper about it.
It's been a long time since I did it, but yeah, if I found myself there again, I think there's worse things in the world to be doing.
Sure. And Andy, do appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you for making it. Shane in Olathe also. Hello, Shane.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
You know, Dan, I'm kind of with you. I think this is going to open up more scams than anything else. I mean, we're already flooded anyway through, you know, I don't know how many emails that I sift through from,
yep,
you know, Nigerian princes, or, hey, single moms in your area just waiting to hear from me, or whatever. How do you know which ones are going to be real?
Shane, have you gotten one lately that is truly an invoice? And it's an invoice. And if you look, I mean,
from Amazon?
Well, some of it is Amazon. Some of it, and Scott, some of these look real. And it's an invoice that says, you know, you need to pay this. Call us at this number. And I can see how easily someone who's not paying close attention doesn't really know what this is about. But do I owe something, especially someone who's elderly? Shane brings up a great point. We haven't even thought about this. The elderly man or woman who is on Facebook just to see photos of their children. You know, if you're 70, 75, retired, you're probably not on Twitter and Insta. You're probably not on TikTok.
Okay, stop calling it Insta.
They're on Facebook. This is going to open this up to a wide variety of scams once they announce that these people are able to come after you on direct message. Because they will direct message Doris and say, "Hi, Doris, not sure if you're aware. This is Bob from so-and-so or from, you know, AT&T. You still owe us $340. Please call this number immediately so that we can settle your bill." I don't like this.
And Doris is like,
sorry. I thought I paid that.
I always pay my bills.
Yep.
They are getting crafty. I got a call the other day, and it was from Leavenworth again.
Yep.
I'm like, they're son on to of you. A bee sting. They're on to they you. Know where I'm from. And so I answered it just because I thought maybe this is somebody I know. I'm like, hello. And it was Amazon. Uh-huh. It was Amazon calling to tell me that there was an irregularity on my account, that somebody had just purchased a new iPhone on my account.
Oh, Jeff Bezos,
and
is this you?
It was a real person.
Oh, I bet it was.
And I said, well, I'll be happy to fix this if you'll just tell me what city you're calling from. Click.
Yep.
Let's go to Linda in Gardner. Hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you all today?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Well, I have a funny story for you. When I was 18, my very first job was as a bill collector for National Bell Assist. And I kept calling the same person because, you know, they want you to call back then. You called them so many days and weeks. And after about 10 times of the lady telling me that her grandma had died, they told me I needed to get a new job because I just kept telling her, oh, I'm so sorry. You just send the money whenever you can.
Do you really think her grandma died, Linda?
Hey, I was 18. Who knew?
Right.
Okay.
Bless your heart.
I felt sorry for her. I thought if she had the money, she'd pay me, and she doesn't. So, you know. So needless to say, I did not do that job or anything near it. So y'all have a wonderful day.
Linda, the same.
Thank you for the
Take
call and for the laugh, and I would not be any good at that job either.
From the text line, my own business number called my business the other day. And yes, I too am getting the Amazon calls about the iPhone on my account. They're tricky, man. They will figure it out. Real quick, I don't know if you ever got into the Band of Brothers miniseries on HBO. Colonel Edward Shames, the last surviving officer from the World War II Army unit, immortalized by HBO's Band of Brothers, died over the weekend at the age of 99. He passed away peacefully at his home, according to an obituary posted in Norfolk, Virginia. Colonel Shames was born in Norfolk on June 13, 1922. Shames was the oldest surviving member of the renowned Easy Company, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division, now globally known as the Band of Brothers. And he was the last one.
God bless him.
All right, quick break for the news. She's Dana. That guy over there is Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.